Yesterday, as I sat at daily mass, it occurred to me that I was surrounded by a dozen male friends. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. You know, we all sit together at daily mass and then go to breakfast or out for coffee a few times each week. We even have a name for our group, Fools for Christ, taken from 1 Corinthians. We're all different in many ways. Some are employed, some unemployed, some retired. We work in a variety of fields, from insurance to taxes to communications to medicine and pharmaceuticals to construction. And we all have different interests and ministries. Some are involved in healing ministry. Some serve the homeless. Others are involved with the Legion of Mary, St. Vincent de Paul, or Catholic Radio. Yet we all have one thing in common, our love for Christ and His church. And just as iron sharpens iron, we sharpen each other. Unless you haven't been paying attention, we have a crisis in Christianity. Fewer and fewer people are attending Sunday services and Mass. Church attendance has fallen from over 80% in 1950 to just over 20% today. And a disproportionate share of that decline is among men. More and more men are attempting to navigate the tough problems of life alone. They have no one to share their frustrations with, no one to go to for advice, and no one to hold them accountable, and no one to pray with. God never intended man to go it alone. We need friends. A dull knife is still a knife, but when sharpened, it's a sharper, brighter, and fit-for-use instrument. The same is true for men. A man can go it alone and still be a man, but he's dull and sad and inactive. And sometimes he's confused and paralyzed. But friendship is like the sharpening instrument. It sharpens our thinking, refreshes our direction, revives our love of God, and clarifies our actions. Two of the same knives can't sharpen each other. It takes a different kind of iron to sharpen them. The fact that my friends are all different gives us each an opportunity to sharpen others. We all have our strengths and weaknesses, and I have learned something different from each of them. Spending time together gives us a chance to pray, encourage, exhort, admonish, and even help each other. Sharing the Word of God is like that two-edged sword that strengthens each of us. If you're struggling and going it alone, you should try to find a group of men you can join. It was easy back in college, but those guys are gone. You need to find some new friends. Here are a couple of suggestions. First, seek out a men's group at church. Often you can join a Bible study or a men's prayer group or a service project that will help introduce you to a few new people. Our Fools for Christ group came about from the merging of several other groups that had disbanded. Second, find or start your own breakfast or lunch group. Years ago, when I lived in Atlanta, we had a group of guys that met for lunch on Wednesdays. Now, not all of us could meet for lunch every Wednesday, but there were always a few guys each week that could help provide a midweek lift in faith. And third, find men with common interests at work or school, on a team, and then get together away from that activity. Often guys are just waiting for someone to ask. Don't be afraid to take the first step. You don't have to go it alone. That's not how God intended it. We need to have male friends to help us on our life journey, and we need men to help rebuild the church. But to do that, you've got to be involved, engaged, and intentional about your Christian faith. You can do this, and I promise you that you'll enjoy a more confident and rewarding life with your own Fools for Christ. Remember, iron sharpens iron, and people sharpen people. Until then, I'll be praying for you. This is Tony Agnese.